Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We walk with another man today.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. And he's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Gene, tell us how we can find your book.
Book is at my website, CFO for Rent. That's CFOforRent.com. Or you can order it through any of the major bookstores in the country.
CFO for Rent. I like that. That's what I used to call myself when I had my consulting company. I used to tell them, when people would say, what do you do? I'd say, I'm a vice president. You can rent. And they get it, don't they? I mean, it's an immediate understanding. It's completely intuitive, isn't it?
It is. And CFO for Rent is my registered trademark.
There you go. Okay, Gene, talk to us about five mistakes that we need to avoid. Let's look into 2010. You know, 2009 is pretty much in the bag. So let's look over.
2009 is gone.
Let's go ahead and look into 2010 and talk about some mistakes that we need to avoid next year. Here, I'm going to read the mistake. Have a sale on your highest volume, lowest margin products. Tell us why that's a bad idea.
Yeah, because you know you'll sell a lot of it. And for some small business owners, if I just sell more, everything will be okay.
So if I'm not making any money...
Raise your sales and lower your gross profit. And by the way, lower the value perception of your product in the mind of your customer at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea.
So if I'm not making enough money, I need to buy a bigger truck. Is that what you're saying? So what should we be doing?
Well, instead, offer your customers a high-volume, high-margin product and offer them something extra that doesn't cost you a lot to provide.
Right.
Here, buy these models and you get free shipping, you get express order processing, you get, you know, something that is of value to them but doesn't cost you a lot of money, and you make a decent profit on it.
I went by two restaurants the other day. One of them said, buy one entree, get a second one for free. Two for one. Now... Mm-hmm. Now, that's one way to think about discounting. Another restaurant said every $25 you spend, you get $5 off of the next thing or something. But they're giving things away. They're not reducing the price of their main products, right?
Yeah, they're giving things. That's right.
If you're going to try to motivate customers to buy from you, you got to make sure you've got a discounting strategy, don't you, that doesn't undermine your pricing structure.
Well, and the problem with undermining the pricing structure is it's not just going to hit you today. It's going to hit you in the minds of the customer tomorrow.
That's
after
it.
This recession is long since behind you.
That's the main thing. If you've got a $25 product that you say, hey, you can now buy this for $18, well, in March, they're going to expect to buy it for $18, aren't they?
You betcha.
So that's the reason you got to have that discounting strategy. Not just discount, but just discounting strategy, so you know where you're going. And talk to other people about this, Gene. Right? I mean, look, see what other people are doing, and make sure that you've thought about this a little bit.
This is really where it's a good time to have a business advisor to help you, or perhaps to be closely involved with your local trade association, where you can talk to competitors in a friendly way and exchange ideas.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, and I've said this 1,000 times. It's how you make a living. It's how I used to make a living. You can't edit your own stuff. You can't evaluate your own work. Somebody else has to help you with that. They've got to hold a mirror up to you and show you what you look like, don't they?
You bet. Somebody has to do that. Yeah, we can't be objective about our stuff.
Mm-mm.
That's true.
No, absolutely not. We're just too close. And, you know, that's what's weird, Gene. You know, you're a pro at what you do. I'm a pro at what I do. But I'm going to get better advice from, you know, I'm going to be better off asking you than I am doing it myself.
Jim, I have an advisory board.
Yeah.
I have people who are in the business just like I am. And I think they're smarter than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to them with ideas and they come to me with ideas. What do you think of this? Is this a good idea, bad idea?
When I had a consulting company, whenever I was trying to make a decision about my company, I asked my clients what I should do. I turned the tables on me. I had them, you know, they used to try to bill me for it, but I wouldn't let them do that. But I'd ask them, I need you to be the consultant now. What should I do? And they turned it around on me.
Always a good idea to ask
a
customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, concept.
So what's number two?
Well, interestingly, closely related to that, Now let's go with this one. Don't get regular reports on your cash flow. You know, it's a lot of trouble to get these reports out of accounting. They're really hard to read anyway. I don't need them. I just know what the bank says I have in the bank balance, and I go from there. Bad idea.
That's driving. That's driving the wrong way down a one-way street in the fog at night with no lights.
Oh boy. Looking at reports like the accounts receivable aging, the accounts payable aging, having a short-term cash forecast, not in your head but on paper, that really has been thought through. These are the kind of things that it's just critical in these times. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that's essential in good times, but it's critical in bad times. You know, where your cash is, where it's coming from, where it's not coming from. Is your aging slowly moving, your accounts receivable aging, slowly moving to the right side of the page, which is the older balances, and balances are getting older and older and older because you don't have time to collect them because you're too busy having that super sale on your low-margin products.
You know, Gene, when I started doing my show in 97, the SBA had a statistic that said 50% of businesses failed in 5 years. Within the last 2 years, that statistic came out again, and it's 50% in 4 years. The mortality rate of small businesses went up 20% in 10 years. Now, Gene, I think I could cut that mortality in half if every small business would do what you just said with cash flow. If they would build a 12-month cash flow statement and operate it, don't delegate to somebody else, but do it themselves, I think I could cut those failures in half. What do you think?
I do think so. It's kind of a fundamental management tool.
The
things that are available.
I mean, what if you said to somebody, what if I could give you a 50% chance of increased chance of success and all you had to do was one thing? Wouldn't you do that?
I would.
And yet they don't.
And if it didn't know how, I would learn how.
And yet they don't. It's amazing. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful, to be able to go back and listen or read over and over again to the things that I or my Brain Trust members have said, how to do a better job of running your businesses. Folks, most of us are small businesses just like you, small business owners just like you. We're trying to make our way to in this, and we're just trying help out, and I hope you'll go back and check out all the things that we've got there at smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblassingame.com. Either one of those will get you to that place. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's free. And also, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gene Siciliano is our guest. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, and that's CFOForRent.com. Is that right, Gene?
Right.
All right. So we're talking about void. What about working with our bank and getting credit and managing leverage in the new year, Gene? What do you think?
Oh yeah, this is a good one. I actually have a client that I had to work through this with him. You got a bank credit line. You actually were smart enough to develop a relationship with your bank. You got a bank credit line, but God, we use it. You know, we don't want to be indebted to the bank, so let's not use the credit line. Let's just squeak through this somehow. We'll press our customers a little bit. We'll squeeze it somehow. We don't want to borrow from the bank. We don't want to use that credit line, even though that's what it's there for.
So you borrow the money from the bank. That makes them happy. You use the money to pay off your creditors on time. That makes him happy. Your vendors on time. That makes him happy. Maybe even get you a discount, right? And at this point in time, Gene, with interest at the way it is, isn't a quick pay discount going to accumulate over a year? Interest will cost you at the bank?
Absolutely, yeah. Quick pay discounts, actually, if you go through the arithmetic of it, Jim, as you know, it works out to be a phenomenal interest rate on your money.
Yeah.
It really does. So that will buy you a lot of credibility with your creditors.
And see, a lot of there's this myth going on right now, Gene, that small businesses can't get loans. The government, the politicians talk about it, the talking heads on television talk about it. Now, I'll tell you why. Everybody can't get can't get loans because things have been tightened up. But if you've got a small business that's got a going, established business, you got good credit, you've got a good business model, and you know you're not about to go under, and you're not a startup. And startups are going to have a problem with this. But if you got a business that's been around for a while, Gene, you and I both know there are banks in your community who are standing by ready to loan you money.
Great example of that. I had a bank whose client whose bank was with them for like 15 years, but wouldn't lend them any more money. We went shopping. We found two other banks who were willing to lend the money, and we got them an SBA loan that just satisfied their needs.
If you wanted, it's out there. And I'll tell you, I talk to bankers all over the country all the time, and they tell me that it's not that they don't have money to lend or aren't lending money. I'm talking about independent community banks now. I'm not talking about the big companies. I'm not talking about the big banks. I'm talking about the little banks.
Yes.
And they tell me, the little banks tell me, we got money to lend, but they're not asking us for the money. Small business owners are not demanding. They're not making loan requests.
They have heard that you can't get a loan.
Yep.
And by the way, if you're a shaky business, that's true.
Yep.
But if you're a solid business, just as you described, absolutely get a loan. And if you go shopping, you'll find more than one bank willing to lend you
money. But I'll tell you something, Gene. I have been a shaky business before. And I went to an independent committee to help me.
I bet they did. These times are a little more different.
They're a little bit different, but that's still where I would go, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because the big banks absolutely are just, they're so constrained with their problems that the client, the customer is secondary.
That's exactly right. And so, they're trying to survive. And independent community banks, now some of them are having trouble around the country, but for the most part, they're not. I mean, most of them are doing just fine, especially out in flyover America. Gene, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts. One last idea.
Last thought? Don't press your customers for payment of overdue balances. You'll make them mad. We don't want our customers mad. We don't want to have them pay on time.
So what's the answer?
Well, the answer is separate from your bad customers, the good customers you want to work with, the customers who've always been slow pay, who've always been flaky.
Yeah.
This is the time to press them for collection, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Clean out your customer list. Take care of your good customers.
Do business with people who will let you make a profit.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, give us the website.
It's www.cfoforrent.com.
Hey, Gene.
cfoforrent.com.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas.
See you next time. Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody out there, and especially to our men and women in uniform, standing a post around the world. God bless you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.